Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Retail Refined, a market scale podcast with your host, me, Melissa Gonzalez. Today, I get to have my friend Adrian Lazarus as our guest today, who is president of Madewell. Adrian is a friend and also a proven industry leader with over 30 years of expertise in building and scaling specialty retail and direct-to-consumer companies. Before she came to Madewell, I mean, her resume is very extensive, so I'm going to give it not even enough justice, but she served as the co-CEO of Cup, which is a direct-to-consumer intimates brand. Previously, she also was the CEO of Bandier and Fry, as well as the president of Intermix, and really leading all of those companies through substantial periods of growth and driving two pretty successful transactions. Prior to that, she was also the president of Ann Taylor, a brand that she spearheaded through a large-scale turnaround and achieved unprecedented profitability. So we're all really excited to see not only what she's already done being at Madewell, but what she's going to continue to do. So today we're going to dive into her mind a little bit as a leader and also what's happening at the company and really tap into her deep understanding of the modern consumer and how to create unique experiences that really drive customer lifetime value. So Adrian, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Melissa. Such a pleasure. I'm a huge fan of everything you do, as you know, and I'm honored to be here today.
Yeah, me too. I'm so glad we can make it happen. So I gave a very, I feel like, high-level introduction to such an established person in her career. But can you tell the audience a little bit more about your role at Madewell? What made you go to the brand? What excites you about it? And what do you do there as the president of Madewell?
Okay, I'd love to. Thank you so much for that introduction as well. That was quite generous of you. As you just noted, I'm the president of Madewell. My role here is brand-facing, customer-facing, and financial. So all aspects of the brand and delivering our financial goals and really building the brand of Madewell. But I consider my most important role is to deliver on what the customer wants and expects from Madewell and what she loves from us. I really feel ultimately we all work in service of the customer. So our goal is to figure out how to delight her, surprise her, and engage with her every day and anticipate what she's going to want in the future. In terms of my role here, as it relates to my background, what I love about Madewell is, first and foremost, I love the brand and what it represents to such a broad group of consumers. We really have an appeal to a wide demographic of women and men who are looking for effortless style, high quality, premium products at an accessible price. And really what I love to define our kind of core beautiful aesthetic is cool classics, mm-hmm. which I think really resonate with people on a wide scale because it's items that you can cherish for a long time, that you really feel you're making a smart investment, and that give you your own individual sense of style. So having the opportunity to be a part of this brand was a huge honor, and I really value it.
Yeah, and you've already done so much. So how long have you been at Madewell now?
So I've been at Madewell about 15 months, and what I love so much about my experience at this point in my career is this is the first time I'm being afforded the wonderful opportunity to bring all of my skills and experiences and learning to bear in one place. So as you mentioned, I worked in digital only companies. I've worked in specialty retailing. I've worked in luxury, contemporary, premium. So I've worked in a lot of different types of businesses, but I've never had a role that allowed me to bring together all of my learnings in terms of channel and customer and product and positioning with the right resources in terms of building out a team that can kind of take the opportunities and drive. So I feel like this is a really special moment for me in my career because I get to bring it all together in such a special brand.
Well, I'm going to definitely dive more into that because mental note, I want to dive into that always learning mentality and also how do you build effective teams, right? Because it's an easy sentence to say, but it is not an easy thing to achieve.
Yes.
But before that, I'm going to back into what you talked about at Madewell. And so can you tell the audience a little bit, like, who's your core consumer, right? And we're definitely in a world where trends are rapidly changing. The way the consumer interacts is rapidly changing. So how do you and your team stay on the pulse of that in order to make sure that you're creating products and experiences that are going to really resonate with your customer?
Well, first and foremost, when I joined Madewell, the first thing I wanted to do is to understand, like, what is at the core of what makes customers really engage and get emotional with the brand. And what was really interesting is that denim at the core came back to everything we learned. So the first thing we did, we said, we are doing something really special here. We are making a high premium denim product that fits a variety of people at a more affordable, accessible, what we call non-premium price. And that's really resonating. So how do we build that out even further and become a greater percentage of people's denim brand of choice? And then how do we take those same attributes of premium at a non-premium price, cool classics, effortless style, items that I want to reach for all the time in my closet, and bring that to the rest of the products that we do? So that was really like the heart of like the relearning or resetting, or to your point about learning every day. I wanted to understand and learn that. And that's what we've been working on as a team together. Additionally, I'm extremely fortunate to have walked into a brand that has an outstanding fleet of retail. We have stores in the best locations in the country. And we are really a retail first organization, and our stores are the best expression of the brand. And what was just really exciting to me as I joined, I spent a lot of time in the stores learning and listening to our incredible sales associates. Our store team is second to none, and listening to our customers and learning about how they were enjoying engaging in the store and how they wanted that experience to be even more fruitful, and how compelling the interaction with our sales associates is to the customer, and so that we could build on that. We have, for example, we have our fitting rooms set up right in front of our denim bar. And it's really interesting if you go into the store on a Saturday and there's lines on the fitting rooms. No matter what, everybody goes in that fitting room and comes out by the denim bar to see how their jeans are looking. And there's like a beautiful conversation of like, oh, what are you wearing? Oh, that's slimmer on you. Let me grab that. And the denim is all right there. So it's like this really great interactive experience. And our sales associates are so impressive because they are really descriptive about every single fit. And you should try this, or maybe you need a high rise, or do you like this? I'm so impressed because there's a science to denim, right? There's an art and a science. There's love and emotion because when you find the perfect fit, there's nothing better than that. But there's work to find it. And we all know that. We all know we've all been in those fitting rooms trying on all of those, you know, a stack of jeans. What I love about our store experience is that we make it much easier for you. We kind of help you with the edit and help you with the try on. So really immersing myself in like what's happening in the stores, what are people loving, and how do we kind of take that throughout the rest of the experience has been a great education for me in the first 15 months.
Yeah. Well, A, I'm going to acknowledge you're wearing a Madewell top now. It looks fabulous on you.
Yes, I am. I want to talk about this.
Yes, let's do that.
What I want to say is we have a filter, a rule, a passion, a Bible here, everything back to denim. Mm-hmm. So every time we look at something, we talk about it as it relates to denim. So what I love our very talented design team did for holiday is said, we're going with dressed up denim. And we are going to create a series of tops that you're going to love back to denim to dress up your jeans. And so I am wearing a signature dressed up denim top that is perfect because we're having a holiday dinner this evening and it's exactly how I want to go to dinner with the Madewell group.
I love that. Well, we all need that dusk to dawn, you know, top that we could wear to go from the office to dinner. So it looks great on you. I also was perusing the site last night, and I also love the denim that you have with that tuxedo stripe down the side.
Yeah. So great. Yeah. Dressed up denim.
Exactly. Yes. So good. Okay. So I'm going to go back to one thing you said too, that I love to touch upon because, and it's the importance of those store teams, right? I mean, they are the front line.
Yes.
I can go on your site and absorb as much information as possible, but it does not substitute that human interaction and the team's ability to be my style partner and help me through my journey. So I think I think a lot of brands get it, but still a little bit underestimated. So how do you involve them, right? So they feel like business partners to you and your team as far as the success of your stores.
I think, well, first of all, I do want to say that it's a secret sauce. It's one of our secret sauce special. And in addition to being so incredibly knowledgeable about how to help the customer find that perfect pair, they also create a very warm, inviting environment. It becomes a social environment where a lot of times when it's in the neighborhood, it's a place of congregation. We have something that we love called Denim Atelier Tour, where we come to the store and we help you find your perfect fit. And we have a tailor and we customize the jeans. Most recently, we had Allison Bornstein teach a masterclass in how to find your perfect pair. So we really, really love to invest in creating experiences where people can enjoy the environment and interact with our teams. In terms of how we get the teams motivated and excited and give them kind of the tools they need to succeed, we really put a lot of emphasis on education and communication. So there's nothing that we love more than sharing what all the newest fits are, sharing what they are specifically, what's stretch, what's not, and really the education of the product, the sharing of the goals, sharing of the marketing is always a high point. I think ultimately it goes back to one of my leadership principles, which is how do we get everyone, no matter what their role is, aligned and involved in the same goal? How do I communicate clearly to everybody what the big goal is, paint that beautiful picture, and how do we put everything we do through the filter of that shared sense of goal and that strategy for the business, and we're aligned, one team, one dream. So it really goes back to creating one team, one shared vision, a very clear communication on what our goals are, what success looks like, and providing them with the tools, the education, the product knowledge, the motivation, anything that they need to be better in their interaction in their day-to-day.
No, I love that. It's important that they're invested and they know that they have the opportunity to impact the outcomes. I think people take a lot of pride in that.
100%. One of the things that I would hope to bear true. I believe that if you were to go through the organization and ask everybody, who is our customer? What is our strategy? How are we doing? What are our key goals? Everybody would be able to articulate that. I spend a lot of time on the communication of that and the reiteration of that. And I feel that what comes back is times 10.
Yeah.
You know, what comes back from that is times 10. I can't do it enough for the kind of what we get back from that. And I think that's my most important role is kind of is clearing the path and sharing the goals and creating a vested group strategy that everyone feels connected and linked to. So that's really like every day, that's what I'm thinking about every day. How am I bringing every single person into that? And is everybody excited and inspired by the same shared goals?
No, absolutely. And I think if you create that always learning mentality as well, I'm sure you also have a vehicle for a feedback loop. So you're sharing the goals, but they're also having the ability to share back their knowledge to help impact both the goals and how you implement them.
Yes. I am always looking for feedback. I am a transparent communicator, and I want it both ways. And I think the team really knows and embraces that. And so I'm always asking. As it relates to our field, is like, I always say retail learning 101, the answers are in the stores. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this past weekend, Wednesday and Friday, I was in our New York stores because it was Black Friday. I was learning, listening, asking questions. Saturday, I went out to the West Coast to see what was happening there because it's a slightly different type of, you know, model and business, et cetera, and really learning. And I like flew home on the airplane and took like, you know, copious notes and came back and shared with my team. These are the notes. These are the learnings. So for me, I'm learning every day. When I go to the stores, I'm learning so much. And that's really precious time for me.
Yeah, I think, you know, really successful leaders have that balance of being a student and a coach. And doing both all the time. And I'll probably embarrass you, but I've heard your team. And one of the things that the team members that I've had the opportunity to talk to is they just always share how generous you are with your time and with your mentorship and with your coaching. So I'm going to give you those kudos.
Oh, that's thank you. That's really, really special. And I would say later, when you ask me, when I'm reflecting on my career at some point, which is far away, what are you most proud of? I want to be able to say that, that I've touched and mentored and trained and supported like the next generation of incredible retail leaders, and that the talent that I've worked with knows that I consider them to be the most important asset, the most important everything. And without them, we are never, you know, without that team and that talent, we're not going to reach our goals. So for me, talent is everything. I learned that very young in my career. I was mentored in my career at different points where I was given that incredible advice that talent is everything. One really sticks out in my head is that I was the president of Ann Taylor at 35 years old. So I was a young president and I had a lot to learn. And my company supported me by sending me to a management program that Harvard Business School did with Jack Welch, because he's revered as one of the best managers, obviously, of corporate CEOs. So I went to the Jack Welch, you know, management program for the weekend to really immerse myself in what does it mean to be a successful leader. And it was very important to me being young in role and knowing I had a lot to learn. And it was pretty rigorous, 3 days, books, homework, conferences, meetings, you know, it was rigor. And, you know, at 36, you know, it's 20 years ago in my career, I remember one thing so powerfully, and I remember it all the time. There was one session where Jack got up on the stage and he said, "We don't need books. We don't need screens. We don't need, I'm going to tell all of you the secret to success."
Oh, and then you all had your notebooks out, I'm sure.
And it was like, and he was like, "And I want you to listen to me." He said, "You're going to go through skills and training, and you're going to buy tools and technology and research." And we went through the gamut. He said, "At the end of the day, there's one thing that's going to decide whether or not you're successful in your role, all of you, and that's talent. So the most important thing you're all going to do is invest in talent, coach talent, mentor talent, be honest with talent." Mm-hmm. He said, "Every time I meet with somebody, anybody on the team, I have a little piece of paper. I write down three things they're doing well and three things I want them to work on. And I do it all the time." So whether you write it down or whether you talk to them or whether it's in your coaching, that constant communication. So it was so like just compelling and inspiring to listen to him tell us that this is it, guys. All this other stuff we've been teaching you that is important doesn't matter if you don't value your talent and build the right team. So I walked away from that, and it again, 20 years later, I think about that all the time. So really great, great learning.
Yeah, I think that that's so important because it is the difference between, you know, when you think of the role of a CEO or president or whatever, it's like running the business of it, but it is your ability to unlock and multiply the potential of your talent that yes. really can take, you know, your initiatives to the next level. So yeah, I love that. Yeah. And I think it's important too for ever anybody's listening to it who's like up and coming in their career, embrace that opportunity. If you have a leader who's there to invest the time to be that honest with you, you know, and you don't take the things that you could do better as a criticism, take it as an opportunity, right? Because somebody's articulating yeah. that to you rather just not letting you step into something because you're not there. As a leader, you're basically saying, continue to do this so you can continue to grow. I think that's great.
And I think the people who seek that out really advance themselves even more. And I listen, it takes courage on both sides mm-hmm. to have those candid conversations. But it also just takes a moment to tell someone how great they did something or how inspired you are by something. And their performance is multiplied again by 10. So I think it has to be on, you know, it has to be, as Jack said, like, what are you doing? You know, what are you doing so well? And where can you grow? And that's how I see everything is growth. I want to grow every day. I ask questions from my peers, my colleagues, my boss, like grow, learn, and take it in. So yeah, I hope that becomes my theme that I can respond to when we hopefully we do a podcast when I don't know, yes. 10 or 15 years.
We talk about your legacy.
What are you so proud of?
Yeah.
I will come back on your podcast.
I love it. Okay. It is penciled in to the calendar. Well, so I'm going to go back then to the learning and just touch on the business side of this. Because you're a constant student of the consumer, of the store, of the brand, what are maybe two or three things that you're excited about when you think of the opportunity of where the consumer is evolving into and what opportunities that gives the brand?
Well, I'm very grateful and for the amount of customer research and contact we have with the customer at Madewell. We have a great team that is speaking to our customer on a very consistent basis. So what I love is I can say to them, I'd love to know what's happening in their life. How are they, what's happening at holiday? How are they dressing? I'd love to know how they feel about these new shapes. And they can come back to me and really give me real time data and real-time information from our customers. So I do believe, I am a firm believer in customer research as the foundation of everything we do. And that is consistent in my entire career. Ask the customer, let her guide you, and then think about like what that means in your business model. So what I'm excited about is what she shared with us in the research, that she has a real desire to buy clothes that are made well and lasting and invest in like the right things. And so we're building our product accordingly based on that, from a quality and a style aesthetic. So there's more to come for us, more work that we're doing, more to come for us on that. The other thing I'm excited about that we learned from her is she wanted us to be a really leading denim brand. So that really inspired us to launch seven new fits this year and continue to launch a lot of newness and play with denim a little bit more from a fashion perspective, in addition to always having her favorite core jeans. She kind of said, I want more from you. Show me more, inspire me. So I'm excited about what we're doing. And actually we're launching our new denim campaign end of January, early February. And we'll be showcasing a lot of newness. And so I'm really excited about that to come. What I'm also excited about is we are opening a beautiful flagship store.
Yes, we are going to talk more about this. Yes.
Okay. And what we're going to learn there is going to be incredible. Because we're going to have an incredible amount of traffic and consumers, and it's going to be next level. So I'm very excited about that as well.
Yeah. Well, by the time this airs, it will have opened. So knowing that doors will have been open, what are a couple of things that you're really excited about in this evolution of the design, either from a journey standpoint or even maybe from a materiality? Because I do think you execute both so well in the stores.
I think what was really, again, driven from our customer research is we learned when we started the brand 20 years ago, there was a more casual, youthful spirit that really connected with the consumer, and that was where her life was. And while that's still important to us in terms of the spirit, we've become more ageless, and she's grown up a little bit. And her life is looking a little different. We're hearing that all of our customers are really going back to the office in some capacity, but they still want to be casual, refined, casual, and comfortable. So we're really leading with like denim as the core of back to office, but adding in items that are going to feel a little bit more refined and professional on top. So it's been an interesting kind of evolution for us to refine a little, to kind of, I say grow up, but it's not really about growing up. It's about evolving and having kind of an ageless kind of classicism involved in how you're dressing. And so we tried to bring that to the store design elements. And so what I think you're going to see in the elements is a little bit more of a refinement and also an ability to let the clothing shine, because what they told us is, I love that you're giving me premium, beautiful products that are lasting. And we wanted that to really be the story. So we have a refinement of the elements, being a little more of a backdrop to letting the clothing shine. That being said, what's always important to us is it's a warm, inviting space. It's visually exciting. One of the most exciting things we're doing there is we've added in a huge amount of digital. So there's digital screens, there's video content. It allows us to change the content a lot quicker to show a lot more products. So that is a very important part of our store evolution and will continue to be, in addition to the elements, the refined elements, is this the digital component and how she can interact with style that's inspiring to her. So we're thrilled about that. I would be remiss to not mention that it's also a beautiful historic building. Now, this is a once-in-a-lifetime retail gift that you get when you get a building in Soho that was a beautiful bank that has columns and ceilings and windows that are wow. So it's a very immersive experience. It's very powerful. The minute I went there with a hard hat.
That's always so fun. I love doing that. Yeah.
Love. It was a construction site, but we looked down on the floors with my team and we saw like these original mosaics and the columns and the ceilings and these huge windows that are really going to be an eye into all of our styling and our brand. And I was really taken aback. I had to take a breath. And I think that the customer is going to experience through the windows outside on both sides of the street, like the world of Madewell, and feel really excited about what's going on inside. So please come visit us.
Yes, I'm going to be there. So I'm very excited for that. One of the things too that I love that you're integrating is digital in a purposeful way. There's so much conversation still about what is the right balance of integrating digital into physical. And of course, there's the opportunity of keeping content fresh. But when you tie it to the atelier that you also mentioned, I'm curious your thoughts on its opportunity to help drive personalization as well.
So the first thing I would say is every piece of video content that we've created this year has overperformed. The customer is loving the engagement with video. A large part of the video content that we create is about styling, a how-to styling, always back to denim, how to style the new products back to denim, how to dress up your denim for holiday, how to wear denim to the office, how to wear the new fits. So that kind of how-to style, like Madewell, effortless style, cool classics, is really resonating, and you need video to really create that. So we have a lot of different content series where we're highlighting that. And so that's the goal, to bring that into the store and to kind of enhance the how-to styling that is really, really resonating with the customer. I think that we are at the just the bottom of what we can do there. There's so much more we can do. Why we invested in more video digital content there, because we saw that and we said, hey, we need to bring that alive in the store environment. So for go forward, so we're going to learn a lot in Soho. It's like a nice test case for us to learn how do customers interact with it? How many times do we change it? What kind of education do we bring? So for us, it's exciting, and it's also a learning opportunity for our next store. We will be continuing to open new stores. We absolutely believe in the growth potential of Madewell stores. So we're going to be using what we're learning also to understand how the video and the digital keeps kind of iterating into the next version of stores.
I love that. Yeah, I think to your point, most brands are just at early innings as far as its potential. But the good part is you're able to constantly learn from it, collect that data, validate its opportunity, then build upon it.
The incredible thing is like how fast you can change that versus if you had stagnant imagery and it wasn't resonating.
Right.
So there's also like this whole test and learn, or keep it exciting, or if you have high traffic, you want to change your imagery. There's a lot happening with that as well, which is going to be very powerful for us.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be shopping. I can't wait to see it. I love the one in Flatiron, which is not so far from my office. So, but this was a great conversation. I really appreciate everything that you've shared from your vantage point as a leader and being both a student and a coach, how you balance that as a leader. And then for those who are listening that are rising in their career, why it's important to embrace that mentality of feedback is your powerful, you know, it helps you grow and there's opportunity in that. And then again, on the business side, the opportunity of denim and the evolution of the consumer and how Madewell is staying at the forefront of that.
Thank you.
Yeah. So
it's been such a pleasure.
Yeah. The time goes fast, but I appreciate that we could have this dialogue. Everybody's going to go visit the store in Soho and continue to watch online as you unveil new products. And thank you for spending the time with us today.
Thank you, Melissa. Really appreciate it.